We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And talk 1380 WAOK.
He's the mouth of the South.
No one man should have all that power.
Just keep it real.
Who gives you the real talk? Rashad Ritchie is on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
What's happening? Welcome back. You're still getting real with the realest man on radio. Ladies and gentlemen, the chairman of our Fulton County Board of Commissioners is here, Mr. Rob Pitts. Thank you, Chairman Pitts, for being on the show. How are you?
Thank you for having me here.
Absolutely. Your team reached out last week and said, we want to talk. We want Rob Pitts to come on the show and let's talk about the HUD vote, some of the things you're doing with HIV/AIDS and census. Mm-hmm. And I said, absolutely.
Okay.
But I wanted to make sure we talked about this HUD vote first.
Okay.
For those who are unaware or may be unaware, last year, I think it was December 18th, the Fulton County Board of Commission held a vote. And that vote came down to 4-3, where the county decided to take Fulton County as a government entity out of contention for receiving certain federal money, HUD being the primary. Am I right so far?
You're right.
Okay. There is a context that you want to provide to that. There were a lot of people mm-hmm. who came to the January meeting.
Mm-hmm.
They were not pleased with the vote.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, one person shared with me that another commissioner, a Republican, changed their mind and wanted to basically change their vote. So I don't know what you can do. I don't know mm-hmm. what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
But can you explain the vote 4-3? Explain your vote.
Okay. First of all, there at that meeting, some in excess of 100 people, citizens, came to voice their opinions. And I'll be honest with you, I was happy to see people taking an interest in their government. I haven't seen that since I was at the city,
mm-hmm.
since we're no longer involved in zoning, which is typically what brings people out. But I mean, I was happy to see as many people who showed up as showed up. Now, the problem, though, is I say this. Sometimes misinformation is worse than no information at all. And I just simply want to put the facts out there.
Okay.
I've had people to call me and say, well, y'all are giving away hundreds of millions of dollars of money, turning it back into the federal government that could be used for programs to help seniors and the homeless and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And thousands of people are going to go without this money. Well, the facts are we're not talking about $100 million, not talking about $75 million, $50, $25, or $10. We're talking about $2.5 million that we get each year that we're eligible to receive each year for three programs. And these are programs called Community Development Block Grants, which goes for things like fixing sidewalks. We get money for providing money to fix roofs for a senior or anyone whose roof needs repaired, and even money to pay for something like a rent payment, people who may be getting put out. And we also led to believe, so the amount of money is $2.5 million.
And that's total for all three grant programs.
That's right.
Okay.
Now, the other thing is the city of Atlanta has its own program. Three of the cities up north don't even participate. And the new city of South Fulton is not going to participate. So it's basically the smaller cities on the south side who have participated. And of the $2.5 million, $1 million of that goes for salaries and administration, which leaves $1.5 million, not $100 million, not $200 million, not $50 million, 1.5 $5 million to be used for these various programs. And you're also led to believe that there are thousands of people who are not receiving services because of this. Thousands of people going homeless, thousands of people in line to get their roofs repaired. Well, the truth of the matter is there were years when no one applied for any of this money. No one in any of these cities applied. In other years, there would be like 10 people, not thousands. Other years, there would be like 15 people, but as low as none. So there's a lot of misinformation out there, and I wanted the opportunity to put the facts before the public before we make a decision. Now, here's what was passed by the board was a resolution expressing our intent to not receive any of this HUD money going forward, to begin the process. And so this program is not working. It didn't work when I was at the city years ago. The city of Atlanta turns back $40 million in this home, and you hear about all
this. Now, when you say this program is not working, I'm sorry to interrupt.
These federal HUD programs.
All right, now.
It's primarily because of the complexity of the rules and regulations in Washington.
Okay, let me ask you this.
Yes.
Because there are many counties and many cities that successfully apply and implement federal HUD program
dollars. Not that
dollars.
Many. Not that
okay?
many.
There are many.
Yeah.
There are
okay,
many.
Well,
and that, let me go back.
Okay.
Based on the documentation that I've received,
mm-hmm.
the reason why the commission voted 4-2-3
mm-hmm.
to say we no longer want to deal with HUD money or mm-hmm. this federal money was because of direct government mismanagement of the money.
Not correct.
Okay.
No, not correct.
Now,
it's the complexity of the HUD rules, and that's I cannot overemphasize that. It was a problem when I was with the city, and it's been a problem since, and I've been back with the county since 2004 or 5. Going back to 2004 and 5, every audit each year, internal audit, external audit, have all concluded that there are problems with that program, and the problems all relate to the complexity of the rules and regulations out of Washington, out of HUD. Let me give you another example, which is probably people can identify with more when you talk. When I talk about HUD money, when I talk about CDBG and ESG and all, but people can identify with the Veterans Administration. I have constituents, veterans, who have been waiting 20 years to get veterans benefits. You know why they can't get it? Because of the complexity of the rules and regulations in Washington. And that's the same identical thing with this program. So I'm saying to myself, we're only talking about $1.5 million. There has to be a better way to do this. If you keep doing the same thing over and over and over again, think you're going to get a different result. It's not going to happen.
There has
to be a better way, and I have a better way.
All right, we'll talk about that in a moment. Let me read something you said.
Mm-hmm.
You said, in the past, these dollars have not been spent in a timely manner.
Mm-hmm.
As a result, today, Fulton County has approximately $5 million in unspent HUD funds.
That's correct.
Okay.
And that $5 million now, the unspent money, which we could be fined for, sanctioned, but at our meeting tomorrow, there will be on our agenda approximately $2.7 million of that fine will be hopefully approved to go to some of these programs in these cities. And the balance, this is all money that I want to spend this year in 2020. I met with the Southside mayors last Thursday or Friday evening and told them that assuming we approve that $2.7 for programs that we've already approved, that the balance of that money, which is unspent money, I'm going to contact them to let them know, be ready to get their applications in for that money to be spent this year as well. So they are on record. And it's also not true that the cities have not been aware of the money, because they are aware. They're aware of how to apply. They are notified by us every year that the money is now in and there's a deadline by which you have to apply for this money.
There are a lot of people in Fulton County that would be considered poor based on the poverty calculation. while I hear what you're saying, mm-hmm. that there has been an underapplying mm-hmm. and an underutilization of the monies available, is part of that because cities have not done their due diligence, or has the county not advertised and provided training as to how cities can properly utilize this funding?
The cities know. They apply sometimes, and sometimes they don't. And that's why I'll talk about my replacement program okay. at the proper time.
Is there a way for communities or nonprofits to apply for these dollars directly rather than going through city government to the county?
In some cases, there are. In fact, two examples. One, Greater North Fulton Charities, they do work up north, and Zion Hill Baptist Church did work for us on the south side. Great work, both organizations.
Okay.
So, yes.
And they apply for those funds.
Yes.
Hold on, kill the music for a second. So, how much per year did HUD give directly, or would you say potentially, because I know there was an underutilization, how much per year was potentially available from Fulton County to residents of Fulton County?
The total amount each year was approximately $2.5 million, and $1 million of that $2.5 went for administration and salaries, which left only $1.5 million, not hundreds of millions. That's what we're talking about. And so I said, there's a better way to do this. And I think that I've come up with a better way to do it, which will mean more money for the, and the ultimately are the objective, the goal is to get this money in the hands of the people that need it, the citizens who need it.
Are you saying today on my show that the shortfall of $1.5 million, which was always available to citizens under this grant, to the cities.
Yes.
You're saying that that budget line item will remain intact. It would just be under another program provision.
Under my program, we will have more money available and no red tape. And the money will go directly to the mayors and the city councils in these cities. Now, keep in mind, the city of Atlanta, which is half of the population, city of Atlanta has its own program. They get their own HUD funds. Two or three of the cities up north, they don't participate. The new city of South Fulton, based upon their population, they're not going to participate. So it's actually essentially the smaller cities.
We're going to talk about that on the other side. And I know you say it's only $1.5 million. That's a lot of money still for people who absolutely need something, right?
Well, not really, because if let's say roof repair, mm-hmm. if it costs – say $50,000 on average to repair a roof for a family. Divide $50,000 into $1.5 million. What is that?
It's
30 houses.
Yeah.
So it's not a lot of money.
I think it's more than 30 houses. But when I say it's a lot to people who don't have it, it doesn't take but one person needing that money.
That's correct.
And we're
going to make that money available. We're going to make it through the general fund, giving the money directly to the mayors and the councils in the cities, mm-hmm. and have them, because they know that Ms. Jones down the street needs her roof repaired. So why come through us? So we're going to give the money under this new program that I'm proposing, give the money directly to the mayors and the councils in these cities, and they can remove the county out of it. Money going directly to the level of government that's the closest to the people. More money and no red tape.
We got more on the other side. I'm here with Chairman of the Fulton County Board of Commission, Rob Pitts. We're going to take calls on the other side, okay. Mr. Chairman. And the chairman just said that he has a program that would increase that line item budget and eliminate red tape. Mm-hmm. What say you? You're getting real with the realest man on radio, News and Talk, 1380 WAOK.
Be sober, I gotta stay high.
What's happening? Welcome back. You're still getting real with the realest man on radio. I'm here with Chairman of the Fulton County Board of Commission, Chairman Rob Pitts. Chairman Pitts, thank you for staying on the show. When you first made that vote, I was personally disappointed in you,
mm-hmm.
and I sent you a text message.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know what the vote did.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think any of us were aware that there was another program in the pipe to basically replenish the dollars and cut the red tape. I just want to make a suggestion. Maybe you should have led with that.
Yeah, and in hindsight, others have said, but there were, again, there were 100, I think it about 117 people who came to speak, and we were trying to get to the budget that day, but I was determined to let everyone have his or her say. And so that took up a lot of time. And at the end of it, I never had a chance to explain, because I wanted to explain, because, again, as I said, misinformation is worse than no information at all. And once people have an opportunity to understand how much money we're talking about, the complexity of dealing with Washington, D.C., and what people can understand when I talk about the Veterans Administration, they understand, everybody understands that. When you have veterans who have been trying to get benefits for 20 or 30 years, and it's all due to the red tape in Washington. And what I'm hoping as a result of this, there may be an unintended consequence of this discussion, us making a decision to possibly leave this program, to abandon it, is that HUD may say, well, we got a problem. We need to look at our rules and regulations and make sure that we're not the problem. Because if the objective is to get the money to the folk who need it, let's make it simple. And that's my replacement program. More money and no red tape going directly to the people who need it.
I'm going to get into that replacement program for a moment. I know something about federal grants. I've been a federal grant writer for years. I've written for SAMHSA, CDC, and other entities, right? I serve on the board of directors for Recovery Consultants of Atlanta. I work with Stand Incorporated, you name it. Federal programs are complex by design. And they are intentionally complex. That's why we have to go out of our way to make sure we stay up on training and we hire experts when needed and we hire consultants when necessary so that we can be in grant compliance. There are cities and counties that are getting this right. If we're saying that there was too much red tape, well, it's red tape for Chicago. It's red tape for LA. It's red tape for New York. But they apply these HUD dollars every single year. So why are we not able to have or find that talent in our local offices in Fulton County that can actually navigate through that red tape and still make this a viable option?
We have had experts and have a woman now who came to us from the Obama administration, Dr. Pamela Rochelle. Brilliant woman, brilliant sister, knows this inside and out. She's concluded, if she can't understand it, and she's in charge of this program, and we're going to work through this. I say to people, if we had Einstein, if cities had Einstein trying to sort through this, they would have problems. And the simplest example, once again, is the Veterans Administration, how complex, how difficult that is. And I'm hoping that HUD will say, okay, we have a problem. Let us look internally. What can we do to make this process, this application process, simpler, easier, and not as complex as it is? Because if the objective is to get the money to the folk who need it, let's do so. In the meantime, there has to be a better way, and I think that my replacement program is the better way. You can't continue doing things as we've done for the last 20, 30 years. City of Atlanta, Fulton County, and I talked about the audits earlier. When I first came to the county, 2004, the audit said problems with this program. And since then, it has the problems have continued. So I think that the replacement program is the way to go. If we approve, and I'm hopeful that we will, the amount of money, I think it's $2.7 million on our agenda for tomorrow to spend some of the unspent money. And then I've notified the mayors that the balance, that remaining $3 million of unspent, previously unspent money, that we've notified them that shortly after that meeting, you'll be notified that this additional money is available. Get your request in, because we're going to spend that money, all of that unspent money, in 2020. In 2021 is when my replacement program, I'm hoping to kick that off, which will be $3 million of general fund money that will go directly to those cities. And keep in mind, the city of Atlanta has its own program. The new city of South Fulton will have its own program. So that $3 million will go directly to these cities, primarily on the south side. More money and no red tape. That's 2021. In 2022, our program, that $3 million will still be available, but we will also be exploring the opportunity of working with the Department of Community Affairs at the state for an additional pot of money. So that's why I say you're going to have more money and less red tape. Same identical programs.
2020 is now, right?
Correct.
So a lot of the municipalities, especially the mayors, they were panicking when this
vote
happened.
And they shouldn't have been, because they know every year they get notified by the county that now's the time to apply, get your request in, and sometimes it happens and sometimes it doesn't happen. And that's why I say in some years there were no requests and as few as no people being served, and 0, 1, 5, 10, not thousands of people. And we're, again, only talking about $1.5 million, not hundreds of millions of dollars.
Let me ask you
and
this.
And this notion, let me just one other thing, this notion that we don't, Fulton County is turning its back on seniors, nothing could be further from the truth. Let me give you just one example. We spend $6.5 million serving just 5,000 seniors. It's needed. 5,000 seniors providing transportation for them from their homes to their medical appointments.
Okay.
5,000 seniors, $6.5 million. So we're not turning our back on seniors. And people know me, and they know that I would never do that. So
all right.
This is just a lot of politics involved in this. But I think that what's happened, when people hear the facts, they understand.
Why can't we do both?
We can. Why, in 2022, why? We will be doing both.
So
my program... Plus the HUD money that was available.
All right. So why can't we do both now?
Right now,
mm-hmm.
I guess we could, except that we got the possibility of sanctions. And I don't want to take it. I don't want to miss a beat. This is going to be a seamless transition. Spend what we have now in 2020, 2021, the new program, because even for us to relinquish our status as an entitlement community, that's going to take a couple of years, which will be in 2022 anyway. So I'm going to put a talk to some people this morning. We'll be putting a group together to advise me and subsequently the county on how to disperse the money that we have, the $3 million in new money to these cities.
I think there are some listening right now, Chairman Pitts, and they're saying, okay, we understand what you're doing. Mm-hmm. You're saying, because of the red tape and the underutilization of HUD money, and because of the administrative cost in order to implement, you're going to trade that program for a more direct approach program from the county itself. Now, the question is this for many. Does that mean that the taxpayer will have to pay more money?
No.
Or does it mean that other departments will be underfunded in order to properly fund this new line item?
No, not at all. Not at all. We have money for it. Let me tell you something. In government, you know this as well as I do. I always say, well, let's start with, when I say the 10th floor, let's start with the commissioner's budgets, for example. I just read over the weekend where I heard that the Atlanta City Council, certain members of the City Council, agreed to provide some of the money that they're allocated in their own budgets to help out a program. And I think that was a laudable idea. I got to get more details on it because I mean, you'd be surprised at the money we have in our own budgets that's wasteful, from the salaries that we pay our staff to travel, you name it.
So are you saying a possible recommendation would be to look at each commissioner's base budget and either mandate or well, it would have to be voluntary because they would have to vote for it.
There are no restrictions on what we pay our staffs. So no restrictions whatsoever.
Because if you got $200,000, you could pay one person that, or you could split it up between five. Right.
But it might be $500,000.
Right.
If I wanted to hire you and pay you $500,000.
That's about what I'd be worth.
Yeah. And you're right. See, you would be worth that. But I don't know anybody. Nobody on my staff is worth that. Yeah.
We got more on the other side. I got Chairman Pitts. He'll take your calls on the other side of the break. News and Talk 1380 WAOK. What's happening? Welcome back. Chairman Rod Pitts in the studio. Let's take questions from the community. We have John in Atlanta. John, good day. Welcome.
John Reed. I live on Whitaker, off Simpson over there. Rod, you know me. I have a question. Y'all been talking about Fulton County and the city. What about the Housing Authority? Honey and Homes is getting ready to be built, rebuilt. It's going to be new. Them people that used to live over there, they ain't going to get back in there. They might put maybe, they say, 10, 15%. But, see, it's going to be prime real estate. What's going to happen to those folks? The Atlanta Housing Authority, they got hundreds of millions of dollars, and you still got people out there homeless trying to get housing in here. I'm a veteran. I left Vietnam in 1967. I'm 74 years old. It took me many, many years, and I got my benefits 100% PTSD under the Obama administration. You know what I'm saying? And I saw you down on Westlake one time. You were down there at that veterans facility down there trying to help the vets, and you and I talked. But I always have a sign in my yard for you. My wife would be mad if I didn't put a Rod Pitt sign in my yard. But anyway, explain to us laymans in simple terms about if you get money from the federal government for housing, you don't write a check that day for it, do you? Do you just write a check and say, hey, this is what this going to? I know about red tape from the VA, and I used to work for the Housing Authority when it was over there at Georgia Tech and Techwood Homes, you know? So could you explain that to just layman people, Rod, please?
Well, you know.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate your call. Yes, sir, go ahead.
Well, he's correct. These programs, I think he's talking about the complexity of the program. He said he's a veteran as well, so he can speak to that, that aspect of it. But with federal money, I don't know of any federal program that is not just really with red tape, the complexity of all of these federal programs. And what I said earlier about that, an unintended consequence of this discussion that we're having now, should be and hopefully will be that HUD and other federal agencies will say, well, maybe we do have a problem here. And if our objective is to help people and to get these federal funds, and first of all, what came out of the meeting this morning also, even though it's federal money, it still comes from us, the citizens, the taxpayers. So it's our money.
Right.
That's just coming back. But if there's a way for us to simplify the rules and regulations, your income tax is another one, very complicated. Most folk now, you're hiring, you're paying your CPAs and accountants and so forth to help you get through the red tape. All I'm suggesting with this particular program, these three programs, let's simplify it, let's get the money in the hands of the people who need it most, and in my judgment, the mayors and the city council people know best where this money is needed. And again, it's not a lot of money. And I'm going to, when this program that I'm putting together, I'm going to ask the mayors, a mayor or the mayor in each of these cities, to serve on this task force with me to help us determine and decide how to disperse this money so that it gets to the people. You're only talking about $1.5 million now.
Some people are going to say that you voted with three Republicans who represent northern districts, and you voted against three Democrats, black Democrats, who represent southern districts in Fulton County. And you did. That is a fact. You voted that way. Explain that narrative, because for some, that was part of the shock as well.
And this, if you're going to lead and be a leader and not a follower, and I have been in this business, I've been a member of the Atlanta City Council, I've been president of the Atlanta City Council, I've been a member of the Board of Commissioners of Fulton County, and now I'm chairman of the Board of Commissioners of Fulton County. Four different distinct positions. I know this community, the community knows me. I will put my record through the years up against anybody who's ever served in this city, particularly when it comes to seniors. So you can analyze a vote after the fact. But the other thing about me, I have always been the one to watch out for. And you made this comment when we were together last, I guess it was Friday, at the North Georgia Labor.
Yes.
I watch out for the money. I've never seen a bad program in all of my years, but they all have a price tag,
right?
And there's only so much money, so you have to make decisions. You can't, it's easy to promise everything to everybody, but knowing in your heart, and you come back and laugh, oh, I know it wasn't going to pass, but I just say that to make them feel good. That's how it works behind the scenes. That's not Rob Pitts. I'm going to tell it like it is. I'm going to analyze the budget. And so if it turned out in that case that I don't know how people vote, I preside over the meetings, and the clerk determines what the vote was, and I'll go on to the next matter.
So, do you think these same three commissioners that voted with you to take Fulton County out of contention for HUD grant, at least temporarily, do you believe they will vote for your new program being proposed?
it makes sense. I don't know why they wouldn't. I don't know why anybody would. How can you be opposed to a if your desire and if the goal and if the objective is to get the money to the people that need it, and this new program does exactly that, why would you be opposed to it? It goes directly to the people that need the money, not with no red tape. So how could you not vote for it?
All right, we got more on the other side. 404-892-2703. You're getting real with the realest man on radio. I'm here with the Fulton County Board of Commission Chair, Rob Pitts. Hey, once again, let me... discussing the vote from December 18th. 423, the commission voted to take Fulton County out of contention for federal HUD dollars. Chairman Pitts has explained that the number overall was $2.5 million per year, and after staffing plus administrative cost, that actual number was at $1.5 million. He has now proposed that he is replacing that program with a better, more streamlined, and less red tape type of program. Mm-hmm. So that's what we're talking about.
That will be used for the same identical services.
And you're committing to more money than what HUD did.
That's correct.
How much more money are we talking?
For right now, there's only 1.5 from HUD, but for my program, would be three, would be double. Then in 2022, it would be the $3 million from the county's general fund plus access to whatever HUD would still be making available. We'd just simply be going through the Department of Community Affairs at the state.
Is there a conversation right now? Because I thought you had a pretty good idea when you said maybe an unintentional consequence is HUD and the managers of that program from HUD, them getting together and saying, you know what, guys, we need to figure out a way to make this money more accessible and cut some of this red tape. Is there a plan to have a discussion or send somebody to D.C. to meet with HUD, to meet with these federal cats, and say, we need to have a conversation because we would like to continue to work together, but here's why we're not. And I deal with federal grants every year. Typically, every year, there's a survey for that grant. There's a usability survey. Are we participating in that survey program from Fulton County?
Okay, I don't know whether we're participating in that survey or not, but to the point of whether or not the unintended consequence of HUD making changes, I think that's a real possibility. We met with HUD two or three weeks ago about the problems that we were experiencing, and we've had conversations with them recently. So I'm hoping that there will be an opportunity for them to come here or for us to go there to sit down with them and say, listen, we got problems. We're not the only county or city nationwide that's experiencing these problems. And it's all related to the complexity and the red tape of the rules and regulations of the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. So I'm thinking that that is, in fact, going to happen. And if they get the message and say, well, we need to make some changes, we will have really knocked the ball out of the park. All right. I think that that's possible.
Let's go to Mel in Southwest Atlanta. Mel, good day. Welcome.
Richard, before I get to my question, I want to disagree with Pitts saying that it will cost you $50,000 for a roofing. I disagree with that. That's why I don't trust him. I'm going to tell you right now. I do not trust you saying that the money that you have for senior citizens, 1.5 or whatever he's saying. It's more money. I believe it's more money.
Well,
there's one reason why I disagree, because it do not cost that much for roofing.
Okay.
$50,000. So, what kind of house is a senior citizen staying in? And you saying that?
All right.
I don't think you tell the truth, Pitts. I'm gonna just say that.
Okay,
you're
let's
not
say
the
well,
truth.
Let's say it only costs it costs $25,000.
That don't make no difference. You said $50,000. That's why I disagree with you.
No, there.
You are. I hate to say it, but you are lying.
Okay, let's say it's There are roofs that cost $50,000 to replace. Let's say it's $25,000. That's still only 30 or 40 houses, not thousands of houses.
I understand the point you were making. And the point is that you're countering a narrative, and I think that needs to be mentioned, because the narrative that you're countering is that there are thousands and thousands of people who get their roofs fixed because of this certain grant allocation. You're saying, no, it's not thousands and thousands. The number is much lower than that.
In some years, there are no requests for roof repair.
In some years, there's no request.
In some years, there's no request for rental assistance or down payment assistance or one or two or five. It's not thousands and thousands. And it's not hundreds of millions of dollars. It's $1.5 million.
I think there's a solution that should be considered where it allows for what you're doing in your program that cuts the red tape, gets dollars directly to municipalities that understand their local communities best. We need to do that no matter what. But I also think with better grant maintenance and better skilled experts, at least for projects, if nothing else, we can find a way to utilize the money. It's not free money because we paid for this money to come back to us.
Exactly.
But I'm just this kind of person, Chairman Pitts. I don't want to leave anything on the table. And I feel like even though you're creating this program, and this program seems to be even more efficient, at least based on your explanation, than what HUD was doing, that still means we're doing it in lieu of and not with. I would love to see a program that had both HUD availability options and a robust Pitts program.
That's exactly what we have, what you've described. 2020, we'll be spending all of the unspent money.
Now, how much is that right now?
Right now, it's approximately $5 million.
So you got $5 million unspent
but
HUD money.
$2.7 of that will be approved tomorrow, which will leave about $3 million, and then that'll be spent the rest of this year because I already put the cities on notice that we're going to spend the balance of this money this year. We're going to notify you that it's available and get projects and proposals in to us so we can spend this money.
So for 2020, because you're spending the surplus, some of these cities...
Unspent money.
Unspent money. Right. It's not technically a surplus.
Right.
It's unspent money because it's grant money. You're saying that some of these cities may actually have an opportunity to get more money?
That's correct.
Okay.
That's correct. And then in 2021, the new replacement program kicks in. And then in 2022... Because it's going to take, if we continue down this path of phasing out, it's going to take a couple of years. So in 2022, we'll have the replacement program, that $3 million, plus whatever HUD has in store at that time in 2022 for those same three programs. Let's say it's the same $2.5 million. So it'd be, that'd be $5.5 million. So that's why I say more money and less red tape or no red tape. No red tape with respect to the county money.
My entire reason for getting involved was because I wanted to make sure that my brothers and sisters who don't have as much as some other folks have, that they got options. And money is a big option, okay? That was my entire reason for being involved. We got more callers. And I'm going to stay involved, Chairman Pitts. You know that. To make
that.
Sure this
and
continues.
I appreciate that.
We got Reverend McDonald on the line. Reverend, good day. Welcome.
How are you doing there, Brother Rashad? Appreciate you so much.
Thank you. Appreciate you, brother.
I heard the chairman mention our meeting this morning. It was a good meeting. It was a pleasant meeting. But there were some points of contention, and I had to just call in. I was listening and listening. We ought to be embarrassed with the largest county in the state of Georgia talking about an entire department of HUD, and we're talking about $3 million. At the least, it ought to be $30 million, making it at least somewhat commensurate with the need on the south side. I mean, for us to be dealing in the largest county with only $3 million for all of South Fulton, that's embarrassing.
Why is it so low? Let me ask that. That's a great that's a great comment. Chairman Pitts, why is that number so low? It seems awfully low to me.
That's our allocation. I'll have to find out why, but that's what we've gotten through the years.
Okay.
There are other counties much smaller than Fulton County that gets a whole lot more money, and they manage it. They don't have any problems with managing it. What we pointed out to the chairman, and quite emphatically, that the real problem we're facing is a management problem, and that we have, the county has refused to hire personnel that can handle a management issue. And we should not be penalizing the citizens, the taxpayers, because we got folk who can't fill out paperwork. That's crazy. That's insane. And there has been request after request, even from HUD, even from other members of the county commission, to hire appropriate people to manage the HUD grant so that we could apply proportionate to the need. It's embarrassing to me that $3 million in the largest county in the state of Georgia, you identify that as our need. Come on, that's crazy. It ought to be at least $30 million, if not $50 million, and we should be, it's taxpayers' money anyway, and they deserve to get some of their monies back. We ought to be at least $30 million, if not $50 million, so we can give that money back to the people.
What are your thoughts on that, Mr. Chairman, that that allocation should actually be higher from the federal government?
We'd love to get more money, and I'll find out why it's only been that $3 million through. Since I've been there, it's been $3 million. I came back to the county in 2004. We've had, and I won't call the person's name who came in as a so-called expert in these programs, no longer with us now. And the person who is in charge of that program now came to us from an outstanding woman from the Obama administration. And Reverend McDonald is correct. We had, a positive meeting. We're going to have a follow-up meeting. And with his input and even yours, I think we're going to end up in a better place than we are now, quite frankly.
And I appreciate that. Yeah. Reverend McDonald and Chairman Pitts, I want to say this because, as I said earlier, I work with federal grants on a regular basis. If we can't show that we utilize the money, we don't get approved for the same amount of money the next year. I'm very surprised, actually, that with the underutilization numbers that I've seen, that you're still getting $2.5 million because you're not using $2.5 million. Now, the on the other side of that, we also know there has to be an educational component to make sure that nonprofits, municipalities, and whoever else may be able to qualify and obtain this money. We have to be very intentional about ensuring that they have the tools and the skills in order to properly apply and implement this funding as well.
The cities have been applying, and they prepare the initial grant,
okay,
and they've had experience doing it. They submit it to us, we review it, and initial review, then it goes up to HUD, and sometimes that's where the problem comes in.
Okay.
So any ideas that anyone has, I'm open.
All right.
Because the objective is to get the money to the people that need it.
Reverend McDonald?
Thank you, Brother Rashad. And I just like I said, we got a lot of work to go. Yes, HUD has some problems, but the regulations are what they are. Other counties are doing it. Other municipalities are doing it. I don't know why the largest county municipality in the state of Georgia can't do it also.
All right.
And do it properly so that the citizens can get more of the tax money that they've already paid to the federal government to come back to them in the form of these grants.
Thank you, Reverend. I appreciate your call.
Thank
you, sir. And I think Reverend McDonald is saying what I'm saying. We feel like there's some money being left on the table still.
And when we meet, we have a follow-up meeting later on this week that we're going to get into some of these issues with the folk who are in charge of the program.
All right,
again, if everybody's on the same page, the idea, the objective is to get
more money,
as much money as possible,
right,
where it's needed.
We got a few more callers. I want to get through them quickly because I know your time.
Yeah.
You got other things to do.
People's agenda.
Yep, you
got to
go. I know. Cliff in Atlanta. Cliff, good day. Welcome. Got to be quick.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
I just want to say that with the chairman, I hear him saying dismissing $1.5 million is a little amount of money. But it is it's a lot of money for people who really need it, okay? And there's a disconnect between the people who are administering these funds and the people who need the funds, okay? So we didn't elect Chairman Pitts to tell us what he can't do. We elected him to tell us what he can do, okay? The politicians always want to tell you what they can't do once they get elected, okay? It's a matter of bad management. And if we can't get good management from the Fulton County Commission, We will replace them and put somebody up there who will do it, who can. They're talking about how difficult this is. It ain't difficult. It might be hard. You might have to work a little harder. You might have to look for some more people. But you don't. It is not impossible. It's not landing a man on the moon. It is possible because other people are doing it.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you, brother. You got to be quick. I got other callers. I got to get to them.
All right.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate your call. Let's go to Obar. I got a question. Obar, good day. Welcome.
Hey, good. How's doing, Rashad?
Good.
Mr. Pitts, what I wanted to say is I got a solution that probably can help. Because, see, when I heard that on the news that they was going to cut HUD, the first thing came to my mind is that somebody had been bought off. That was the first thing. Now, because I see in the face of all the gentrification that's going on in the city of Atlanta and Decatur, all the places, all the black people being moved out of their houses.
Well, Obar, do me a favor, brother, because I got to be respectful of the time here. Do you have a question for Rob Pitts?
Well, I got something that might can help. Mr. Pitts, if you can, see if people, the seniors who have paid their house off, if they can freeze their taxes so when people who come in and build new houses, these older people won't get moved out of their houses because their taxes keep going higher.
All right. I appreciate your call. Chairman Pitts, you got anything to say to that? Okay. All right. Listen, man, I know I've kept you way over. Thank you for being patient with us and getting all of these questions answered. And obviously, we will follow up and continue the communication.
Okay, because this is an important topic, and I want to come back as we move on down the line with this. And then two other things on that census. Everybody needs to participate in the census.
Yes.
February 7th is National Black AIDS Awareness Day, and we're having a testing all over the county, but in particular at New Birth and Enon Road Baptist Church.
Let's make sure we bring that back up because we want to promote that. Okay, we want to promote that. It is a big deal. We can't be silent about the epidemic of the HIV/AIDS crisis in Atlanta, in Fulton County. It is a bad mark on our social society. We just can't do that. And so thank you for the leadership on that. We'll continue to follow up about the new program and the money needed for our residents in Fulton County.
Thank you, sir, for having me.
Thank you. All right, News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
That's the anthem. Get your damn hands up. I do this for my culture. To let them know what it look like.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.